With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Walter Winchell was a legendary columnist and broadcaster of the 30s and 40s, whose newspaper audience at its peak reached 50 million readers.
More than a third of the country read him every day.
That's Michael Hare, whose book, Walter Winchell, A Novel, traces the life of the powerful columnist whose voice was like no other's.
Even though a lot of those columns were written by ghosts and press agents, every one of them carried the Winchell stamp.
Walter Winchell created his own vocabulary.
But more than that, he created his own rhythm.
A speedy staccato pattern separated by dashes.
It was so fast and electric and dazzling that nobody really cared very much whether it were true or not.
Some of the words Winchell coined.
Infanticipating, for expecting a child. Renovating, for divorcing. Cinemagic.
In some respects, it's not surprising that few people today remember Walter Winchell or the names in his all-but-forgotten column.
Well, the soul of that column was its triviality.
Courted by thousands and fawned over by press agents, Walter Winchell was often mean-spirited and petty. When he died at the age of 74 in 1972, there were only two people at his funeral. Michael Hare's novel, Walter Winchell, has the feel and pace of a 1930s movie and is great entertainment. Published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1930s and 40s, the hottest table in town was table number 50 at the Stork Club.
It was Walter Winchell's headquarters. He had virtually made the Stork Club by plugging it endlessly in his column.
That's Michael Hare, author of Walter Winchell, a fictionalized account of the powerful broadcaster whose gossip column appeared in thousands of newspapers. Winchell started as a song and dance man in vaudeville.
He didn't really have a lot of talent. And he had a certain contempt for his audience.
Winchell parlayed a backstage newsletter he wrote into a nationally syndicated column. Hare says Winchell's greatest scoop involved gangster Louis Lepke of Murder, Incorporated.
When Louis Lepke was wanted by everybody, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the mob, Winchell put it out on the air that if he turned himself in to Winchell personally, Winchell could personally guarantee a deal.
Lepke did turn himself into Winchell, but got the chair anyway. Winchell's power peaked in 1943 and 44. The real decline came in the mid-50s.
The country didn't need him anymore. He was a dinosaur.
Old-fashioned and out of style, although his voice is familiar as the narrator on TV's The Untouchables. Michael Hare says he began Walter Winchell as a screenplay. Then he realized that the real inspiration for the story was not so much cinematic, but literary. Nevertheless, the book has the look and feel of a movie.
When you read a book, you make a movie in your head anyway, unconsciously usually. In this book, I tried to bring that process up a little closer to the conscious level.
A risk, but it paid off with Walter Winchell, A Novel by Michael Hare, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Michael Hare, author of Dispatches, a highly praised journal of the Vietnam War, has changed gears. His latest novel, Walter Winchell, is based on the life of the powerful gossip columnist of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. For research, Hare read more than 3,000 Winchell columns spanning 30 years.
And that's where he really came alive for me, because you heard the real voice of the man.
Dispatches, which was published in 1977, was hailed as one of the best books to come out of the Vietnam War. Hare went to Vietnam not so much as a journalist, but as a writer.
I would essentially go along and take a few notes and file it away in my head and write it later at my leisure.
And in fact, Dispatches was published 8 years after Hare left Vietnam. Suddenly, Michael Hare found the attention uncomfortable and fled to London with his English-born wife.
My cover was blown with the publication of Dispatches, and we thought we could get a little peace and quiet and privacy living over there.
Michael Hare says he does not want to be a celebrity, and that alone has created a lot of curiosity about him.
I see the odd piece about myself that speculates that I'm a recluse and a hermit, and I find that preposterous. I'm an extremely gregarious person with lots of friends. I see people all the time.
But he rarely performs with the cameras or the microphones. His publicity tour for Walter Winchell, a fast-moving novel about the once powerful, now nearly forgotten columnist, was the exception. Walter Winchell by Michael Hare was published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.